This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, our firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to the everybody that's out there working right now, everybody, regardless of what you're doing on the Third Watch, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, wherever you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler, the Captain's America, also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there and take advantage of all the different things that we have over there for you. And joining us right now from founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com, Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Bernie Sanders is saying he's got it all figured out. He says he's going to stall the override of Trump's defense bill veto to get the vote on those $2,000 virus checks. How about that?
Okay.
I know. I had to get it out there because that's what Bernie's saying. And I've got a couple of comments here from the listeners. One of them is from Tom, the suicide jockey. Hey, Tom, how you doing? Happy birthday, by the way, Tom. Ha ha. Got that one in there. Is this guy, this bomber, is he military by any chance? Do we know that?
No, he's not.
Okay. All right. So we got that out of the way there. And
But I will say his father worked at AT&T and retired.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but there's a lot of misinformation coming from people that are just writing things out there that don't seem to understand the AT&T thing, and it keeps saying, "Well, this is where they're doing the investigating and other computers." Oh, this has been all not exactly, not exactly. We do have something called the Atlanta Hub too, don't we?
Yeah, AT&T has a very unique footprint. I knew exactly what the footprint was many years ago when I was in the telecommunications industry in AT&T. I was one of their contractors, but I don't know what it is today, so I can't really speak to that, certainly with the cell phone architecture. But anyway, having said that, it is looking like this cat had a real problem with 5G and the fact that 5G has the features and has the abilities to spy on people, which it does. And that into itself appears to be maybe some part of the motive. Unconfirmed, but that is some of the things that are popping up here. Anyway, that part right there could be significant because the majority of the blast, especially with the new video that came out from a camera that the officers were wearing,
yeah,
shows shows that the blast looked like it was mostly targeted at the AT&T building.
Mm-hmm. Now, we still don't know what type of device it was, and that'll be one of the last things we know, because they're not really going to say much about that.
I believe that ATF already knows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. They're not going to tell. That's not their priority to tell us what it is. And we'll just go with that and see what happens. Okay, so let's go back here for a second to the stimulus checks. Now, we knew that the president was going to have his way with the House of Representatives, because the Democrats said, yep, we'll give you what you want. And, of course, they were in charge in the House. 44 Republicans joined them. The vote was just about 2-1 in a majority yesterday. Well, it was more than 2-1 in a majority. Now, today, it goes to the Senate, where we may have a different situation. But we have Democrats. I believe we have 47 Democrats in the Senate and 53 Republicans. Is that correct?
Well,
as of right now, that is
on paper.
Yeah. I'm wondering if, and this is the theory that's out there, and I'm just going to throw it at you. All the Democrats are going to vote for this $2,000 a month stuff. They believe they're going to pick up 3, 4, 5, 6 Republicans, maybe 7 or 8, and put them over the top, and they'll have it passed in the Senate. It'll give the president what he wanted. And that'll take care of that. Do you think something like that is going to happen, or do you think the Republicans are going to hold firm and say, nope, not going to do it?
It comes down to the language, and we don't know exactly how this language in the bill looks. So it's real hard to determine what the Republicans are going to do, but some Republicans are going to push back on this thing pretty hard, and one of the reasons is because it needs to be, the money needs to be much more targeted. Right now, it's kind of a sweeping thing. You know, anybody under $75,000 gets, earning $75,000 gets $2,000 and a family of two, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people out there that are making $74,000 that don't need the money at all.
Right.
So there are big questions on how limitless this thing can be.
Yep. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And, of course, the big thing is if the Republicans do shoot this down and it's not there come time for the Georgia election, will it backfire on them and cost them those Republican seats in Georgia? It just might. I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy, because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. In this portion of the show, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is brought to you by our friends over at Balance of Nature. Now, for a limited time, you can save 35% on your order at Balance of Nature. They've got a lot of great products over there. They're a wellness products company. And you can check out what they've got at their website, balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, and save 35% on your order. Or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach to answer any questions you have. So if you want to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. And don't forget, that's balanceofnature.com, balanceofnature.com. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. All right, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is back with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
We have our favorite question asker on the telephone. Good morning, Bagamon. Bob, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Captain Denise. Got three questions for you, three things. One is, I saw where DeSantis approved the vaccine for 65 and over, and want to know where you get it and when will it start to be. Second thing, I saw that there was vaccine that was actually discarded at St. Petersburg Hospital because the right category of people were not there.
That's correct.
And the last thing is, as far as the debt goes, what difference does it make? $26 trillion or $46 trillion? Until we get people back to work, they're not going to be paying taxes in to make up the debt anyway, so they're just going to have to just keep printing money.
Okay.
As relief. All right, that's it, Captain.
Thank you. Okay, well, first of all, let me just comment about the vaccine. If the vaccine cannot be used for the group that it was supposed to be intended for, under the rules that they have, they must discard it. They must get rid of it. Not just give it back, but get rid of it, destroy it. And that's where that came from, and that's what happened. And it's happening all around the country, I might add, where they've got more vaccines than they got qualified people to give it to. At least that's under the constraints in the local states they're in. Now, you go ahead if you want to with the DeSantis vaccine.
I'm not going to be qualified to answer that because I did not hear his press conference on it.
It's an executive order he issued.
Correct, but mm-hmm. he issues a press conference on it. So mm-hmm. I would go to the state website, the governor's website, because the executive orders and the press release would probably be on there. They're using the normal recommendations that have come out of the National Institute of Health. So he's doing the most vulnerable, and then he's doing, the first responders in two or three counties first. And then from there, they expand those counties based on the population of those people that have vulnerabilities or comorbidities.
Okay, let me expand on this then, because I know something you don't. My doctor called me yesterday and said that we're putting you on the list. It was done by age. We're putting you on the list. It's going to go 75, 74, 73, 72, 71, 70, so on and so forth, down to age 65. We're putting you on the list. We're going to get a certain amount of vaccines. You will be in that category if you want it. And I said, sure, I'll take it. Walgreens will be administering it. What's the other one? CVS may be administering it, and whoever else is involved in the program, the different hospitals and some clinics, not specific, just plain old doctor, but some of the bigger clinics will be putting it out there too. So that's what I know.
Well, those are what are known as distribution sites.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And those have already been predetermined.
Yep.
They were predetermined under Operation Warp Speed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as who's qualifying and the priority list down to an exact science, I'm not qualified to answer that, nor would I if I did know, because of the interpretations of that. I'd leave that to them. Mm-hmm. The experts on that one. I wouldn't dare touch it, because I'm seeing that New York State, you know, with Cuomo, he was yelling and screaming, saying that this is the most disorganized, mismanaged thing he's ever seen.
Yep.
Yet he never even bothered to read any of it. Well, we're already finding out
yep.
that his own state had screwed up, and the way that they're promoting those to get it. So there's lots of confusions, and I don't want to add to it for the state of Florida. So,
okay, we have another.
I would go to the governor's office website.
Okay, we have another question here. Mel, you are in New York State. Mel from Saratoga Springs. What's your question, and what is going on in New York?
Well, going on in New York, you got Governor Ken Cuomo. I guess he's still on the lockdown mode, and trying to abolish all of small businesses and hardworking taxpaying Americans. But as far as the vaccine goes, you know, Bill Gates has a vested interest in this in the vaccine manufacturing development. He's a known eugenicist. I mean, he even said so himself. He wants to reduce the world's population by 15%. And his father, who was connected with Margaret Sanger, who was founder.
All right. So, what's your question?
Or at least,
what's your question?
Well, I mean, why, especially, you know, why myself as a black American, who this guy's father, who was connected with Margaret Sanger, of Planned Parenthood, or we would call Planned Parenthood, who was segregationist and backed by the KKK, his father, who was
Mel?
Why would anybody want to take that vaccine?
All right.
This guy's a eugenist.
All right. Thank you.
The world's population.
Thank you. Okay. Now, you want to answer that, Denise?
Well, look, you've got different manufacturers.
That's right.
And I know that with you know, Gates, he has a certain amount of influence. That's absolutely true.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say he's likely not have influence on all the drug companies.
Bingo.
Right now,
mm-hmm.
I think he did early on, and I agree with Mel that there's some, I would say, some highly questionable motivations by Gates.
Mm-hmm.
But in where we are today, I'm not sure he he wants to continue to have that influence, and in some cases he does. But I don't believe that when it comes to the manufacturing and where these things are happening, he has that. He may have it on the distribution in other foreign countries.
No.
Which is where he has
positive influence. We have a third manufacturing company, vaccine company, that's entered into the mix that's doing their final testing right now around the country. And I've got friends that have taken both the Pfizer and the Moderna, and they've had no problem at all. None.
Well, some people have.
Yep.
Some people have had some pretty robust, some kind of terrifying allergic reactions.
Yep, that can happen. That can happen.
But, you know, this isn't just about the COVID-19 vaccine. Vaccines have had, I would say, reactionary results in the population, whether it was, you know, a flu vaccine, whether it was even polio going back many years. So I know people are still very reticent, very hesitant. My son was here over Christmas, and he said there's not a chance he's ever going to take it. And I said, okay, that's fine.
I had a reaction about 5 years ago to a flu vaccine I got, because I get the flu shot every year, and that will help you, by the way. The flu shot will help you a little bit with the coronavirus, a little bit. They say, the doctors say that. My doctor told me that. And about 5 years ago, I did have a reaction to the flu vaccine, and it lasted about 2 or 3 days, and I was over it. Bingo, that was it, end of story. But it can result. Sometimes they have problems, but I'm not going to say it happens all the time. Like I say, the only reason that people are being contacted right now is because certain facilities, and what did you call them, distribution centers? Is that what you call them?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, they're going to be getting certain amounts, certain doses, so obviously they're trying to make sure that those are given out and they don't have to destroy them. All right, the Biden speech yesterday, and we've only got a little bit of time. I wasn't really impressed, but, you know, it was kind of like Rodney King. Can't we all just get along?
Well, he's already setting us up, and I'm just going to tell your listeners this. He's already setting us up for the first... you know, a long part of his administration, he's going to blame everything and all of his inadequacies on cleaning up Trump's mess.
Yep.
So just be prepared. You know,
all right.
Obama blamed Bush. Biden's going to blame Trump.
Yep. All right. I will talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day and stay warm up on the hilltop. All right. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Check out her stuff. And good morning, Joe Hirsch, the Godfather. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House has passed a measure to increase the stimulus checks in the COVID relief bill to $2,000, something President Trump has been pushing lawmakers to do. A few dozen Republicans voted with nearly all Democrats to pass the measure that isn't expected to make its way out of the Senate. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says everyone in his caucus supports the additional aid. The New York Democrat called on President Trump to push his own party to get behind the effort.
Every Senate Democrat is for it. But unfortunately, we don't have the Republicans on board. Today, I am telling Donald Trump, don't just talk about it, act.
The House also passed a measure to override President Trump's veto of the National Defense Authorization Act. The president had rejected the annual defense funding package because it did not contain a provision to remove some legal protections for tech companies. The Senate will take up the matter when they return to Washington on Tuesday and are expected to pass the override as well. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. They have two locations to serve you. I'll tell you where those are at. But if you want to give them a call at 800-659-2080, schedule yourself an appointment to come see one of those campuses. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, again, the telephone number to call to schedule an appointment and take a tour of one of their campuses is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Now, they have a campus in Massachusetts at Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. They have another one down here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. And they're both thriving campuses. You can talk to the students. You can talk to the instructors. You can see what's involved and make up your own mind, because this is a career change for you that will be putting you on a pedestal for the rest of your life, because you'll be in one of the most highly, highly demanded professions that there is in the country, certified aviation maintenance tech. And not just the country, but I'll add the world to that. Now, the website is naa.edu. You can make a lot of money very quickly as an aviation maintenance tech, certified aviation maintenance tech. So give them a call, 800-659-2080, to find out what I already know. All right. We had this situation in Illinois at the bowling alley.
over the weekend. I didn't say much about it yesterday. I was waiting to find out more about the Army Special Forces Sergeant First Class named Duke Webb, 37 years old, find out more about him, to see if there was a woman involved or maybe it was a marital spat or something where he started a random shooting at an Illinois bowling alley that left three people dead and three wounded. Now, he is an Army Special Forces Sergeant First Class. He was based in Florida. And everybody's trying to figure out, and we're not hearing a lot about this, what the hell was he doing in Illinois? And why that bowling alley? Well, we'll find out. Just like the bomber, we'll find out. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of forensic psychiatrists are going to be talking to this guy and try to figure out what was going on with the bomber, too, to get more. Now, we have a U.S.-trained Afghan fighter pilot who is hiding after being denied safe passage. Now, his name is Major Naeem Asadi. He's an Afghan pilot who was trained by the U.S. military. He became known for his bravery during his 6 years of fighting in his country's war, from battling the Taliban and Islamic State fighters and helping to rescue a crashed American pilot. But right now, he was ordered back to Afghanistan, and he doesn't want to go. He's in fear for his life, amongst other things, and he was here training, and he wanted to continue his training so he could become even more professed at the even better equipped at the profession that he had chosen to do, and that was become a pilot, a fighter pilot, I believe, is what he's trying to do. Now, two U.S. air bases received shipments Saturday over the weekend of the Moderna vaccine against COVID-19. In the first reported deliveries of the coronavirus vaccine to U.S. Armed Forces in the Western Pacific in Japan for priority inoculations. And they are in the process of doing that right now. They actually started yesterday. Now, we're all concerned about hackers. But it's very difficult to defend if some of these hackers are inside the Pentagon networks right now. Now, if the Russian hackers, which they're not all Russian, don't buy that lie either. I'm going to use the word hackers. If the hackers suspected of a vast cybersecurity breach slipped into the Pentagon or the military's computer systems, that would mean the strength of their protective network blockades is key to keeping them from burrowing in to try to access the increasing amounts of information. But what would happen if we had, say, I don't know, somebody from China, somebody from Iran, either of descent, Chinese descent, Iranian descent, possibly even Korean descent? What would happen if we had somebody like that working in the Pentagon in IT, and they put a worm in there or something like that? You don't think that's not possible? Believe me, it is. That's been talked about a little bit, too. So we'll see. This is not over. This is not a done deal yet on all of this stuff. By the way, the U.S. Navy warship, USS John S. McCain, remember that one? That was one of the ships that collided with somebody in the South China Sea several years ago and had to go into dry dock to be repaired. But anyway, conducted a freedom of navigation operation in the South China Sea. On Christmas Eve, it was the second such operation this week in New York. So there you go. And by the way, new in 2021 is President-elect Joe Biden announced in early December his selection of retired Army General Lloyd Austin, who last served as the head of U.S. Central Command in 2016 for the Pentagon's top job. The choice was met with resounding concern because it would make Biden's the second administration in a row to tap a recently retired four-star to lead the Defense Department as a civilian. Now, General Austin has to get a special waiver because he has not been out the required 7 years. He's only been out five. And he has to get a waiver, and it has to be approved. And we'll see what happens. By the way, policy documents from the President-elect Joe Biden's show, plans to reverse the multiple Trump administration policies that affect LGBTQ people, including the ban on transgender troops. They plan on dropping that. We'll see how that works out. Also, the Armed and Undetectable Special Forces Combat Diver School is in session at Naval Air Station Key West. Now, that's 6 weeks of special training at the Special Forces Underwater Operations School with more than 1,000 divers annually that are trained and readied for global missions all around the world. That's going on right now. By the way, the decision by Congress to raise the industrial base job in the Pentagon hierarchy will help prioritize key issues for the department, but questions still remain about the structure of the office, according to analysts, the DOD's industrial base official, which is something new that's going out there. Now, the Army Combat Fitness Test is changing. The new Army Combat Fitness Test officially becomes the service test of record this past, became the service test of record this past October. Lawmakers are poised to hold off any further implementation pending an independent study to determine how it will impact deployed soldiers, recruiting, and retention. And they made things just a tad bit easier. The Army also is working overtime to slap two different 50-kilowatt laser weapons onto a pair of Stryker infantry fighting vehicles ahead of a shoot-off this coming spring, a major step for the service's directed energy ambitions, as they are planning on putting laser weapons on the Strykers. And an Apache helicopter, Apache attack helicopter crew, flies into combat with a lot of survival gear. But apparently, its crews still have to be ready for the possibility they'll find themselves stuck on the ground behind enemy lines, and they want to make sure the equipment that the Apache attack helicopter pilots have is what they need to have to get them out of that jam, including radios and flares and weapons and ammunition and all of that. All righty, coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Got a lot to talk about with him money-wise. Going to ask him about the $2,000 checks. See what he thinks is going to happen there. But I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And we appreciate her very much. And she and her husband, Don, run the Double D Ranch up there in Carrollton, Georgia. They have horses that they stable there. They also teach people the different riding skills that they need to have to compete in these different events. And don't forget, they're just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia, to make hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning. Well, this portion of the program brought to you by BalanceOfNature.com. Go on over to their website, see all the different things they have to offer, then use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Save 35% on your order. By the way, you can also give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. So remember, to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's balanceofnature.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Well, joining us right now, we've got the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
Are you home now?
Yes, I'm home.
Okay, very good. We've got a lot of comments that have been coming out of Georgia tonight. I've been getting messages sent to me. I've had emails sent to me. I had comments all day long yesterday talking about the $2,000 checks. People are saying, you know, they're desperate. They're at their wit's end. They need to have the money, this, that, and the other. The Congress yesterday, the House of Representatives passed it. I'm not surprised that they did, because after all, the House is controlled by Democrats. I think there's a scenario playing out in the Senate that is going to be not what we think it's going to be. The Republicans aren't just going to march in lockstep on this and say, okay, can't do it. It's going to create a big mess with the debt and this, that, and the other. I think all the Democrats are going to vote for this.
I think Kelly Loeffler and Mr. Perdue are going to vote for this because of all the comments that we keep hearing from Georgia, and that is people need the money.
People need the money.
That's what I'm hearing.
That's great. What does that mean? I mean, everybody needs money. Everybody would like more cash. Quite frankly, I mean, if this is what the Republican Party has become, and Loeffler and Perdue feel like they need to hand out money to people to get people to vote for them, well, then you know what? Just quit while you're ahead. At this point in time, how much cash are we going to hand out? We're going to start. We're going to do. Republicans are going to have to do from now on. It's going to set a great precedent. You're going to have to give cash to people to get votes. I mean, we do enough of that already. Have we lost our
yeah.
minds?
Who's been doing that all this time? It's been the Democrats, yeah. hasn't it?
Well, not always. No. During the financial crisis, Bush.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
Sent out checks right before Obama came.
$250. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, this is absurd. I mean, I have no problem helping people out that have lost their job. You want to extend unemployment, they can't get back to work. I get that. Okay, but just dropping, you know, helicopter cash all over the country, when does it stop? When is it going to end? Does anybody actually have any idea what this is doing to our national debt? Are you people that are asking for this money, do you understand that you're putting that on my kids and my future grandkids, God willing's, credit card bill?
Well, you know what makes it even worse is what Joe Biden said. He said he wants $7 trillion, and Nancy Pelosi said, well, this $2.3 trillion is just the first step.
They're going to always say that. First step. I mean, how is the first? We've already spent. I mean,
how do I know? I think we're up to about $6 trillion in counting or something, aren't we?
I don't even know.
I lost count. I really did.
Yeah. It's just nuts. And again, shame on all of you people out there that just want to just, they're talking about sending more money. You know, your lifestyle hasn't changed. You get your Social Security check, you get your pension, and you're demanding more money. I mean, get out of here. Right? You've lost your mind. I'm with getting rid of frivolous spending and sending money to foreign governments and all of that stuff. But it shouldn't be, don't send it to them, send it to me. Mm-hmm. Who the hell do you think you are?
And, oh, by the way, that red line yesterday that he put when he sent the bill with the conditions in it, that red line, also, by the way, froze that money going overseas and some of the other things. We don't know exactly what he redlined. I haven't been able to see the bill and the way he did it, but that froze the money. Now, we have a question from a caller. I know it's a question because I know who the caller is. Okay, Backgammon Bob, what's your question for Chris?
Wanted to know on the national debt thing, what difference does it make if it's $20 trillion, $26 trillion, or $56 trillion? They're just going to keep adding to it as long as we aren't getting back to work and bringing in taxes. In other words, we need to stop locking the country down because they're just going to keep putting more and more on it.
All right. Thank you. Well, I don't disagree with them there. That would be, to my way of thinking, Chris, tell me I'm wrong. Please tell me I'm wrong. I say open the country up, let it get going, and we'll solve our own money problems.
Amen, hallelujah. I've been saying this since it was 15 days to stop the spread. I get this. I understand this. It's silly at this point in time. So, yeah, that's great. But even before there was COVID, we kept adding to the national debt. There was no concern overspending. There will be a point in time, people, where you'll have inflation get out of control. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. But the United States is in a situation where we're that, big of a country. Other people start dropping our debt, our interest rates go up. You tell me how we're going to afford to pay that and what that will do to the country. We're in a big enough mess on our own. The idea that you can just continue to print money forever has never, ever, ever, ever worked in world history. I don't know why people think it's going to all of a sudden work now.
Bitcoin seems to be going out of sight right now. Is that something that I'm seeing that I'm correct about or not?
Well, there's another side effect. It's that, people would rather, like I said, they're looking for alternatives to the dollar. Again, what is it? It's nothing. It's a storage of value. But then exactly what is a U.S. dollar except, a piece of paper? It's backed by the full faith and credit of the United States. What is that? We're gonna mortgage Yosemite, Yellowstone. Where? You explain this to me. So, in essence, you know, you get to the point in time, what's the difference? Mm-hmm. You got a currency based upon solving mathematical problems with a finite amount of Bitcoin that's out there. We know that right now there's not a finite amount of dollars out there because we keep printing them.
Now, I think you might have been one of these, but the TSA reported that on Sunday, get this, on Sunday, 1.29 million people were screened, the most in the, during the virus pandemic in 2020, flying around in and out of the airports.
Well, I flew into JFK yesterday, got off the plane. You know, they had us fill out a form that handed in. I don't know. They said that supposedly somebody's going to be contacting us from the health department. I don't know. I don't know if that's going to
Yeah, I've heard about that because you came in from and by the way, you came in from a state that's healthier than your state.
I know. Which is kind of the irony of the entire thing. So you hand it in the thing, and then we'll see what's going to happen. I'm not getting tested. My kids got to go back to school. They're going to get tested before they go back to school again. Mm-hmm. Even though I know that they probably already had it.
Yeah.
You know, their kids asymptomatic, they pass it around and don't get it. So again, you keep on with this nonsense till we're blue in the face.
No.
The reality is you're going to have to achieve herd immunity, and that's the only way it's going to go.
Now, have you been paying attention to the seaports lately? Because the busiest U.S. seaport in the country is now overwhelmed with increased online buying and all these containers that are sitting there that they can't get the product out of and get delivered fast enough because of all the back orders.
I know things are backed up. I speak with a lot of people that are in construction. It's hard to get refrigerators and certain things because of the way that things are back ordered, and the way things that are handled, not to mention the amount of deliveries that are taking place. So yeah, I mean, it's been an issue. Even you speak to also, people that are involved in those things, take a look at the price of just, lumber and plywood and construction, products and how expensive, they've gotten, as of late. So yeah, it doesn't surprise me at all.
Did you fly Southwest, by the way?
No, I JetBlue.
Okay, because Southwest announced they will not furlough any employees now that they know they're getting $15 billion in the coronavirus aid relief.
That's great. It's also great. I think they just added a flight from Islip right near where I live here on Long Island to Sarasota. So I'm looking forward to that.
Well, they're in Sarasota now. Southwest is now flying out of Sarasota. Don't know where they're going to, but I know they're going out of there.
Yeah.
All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.
You got to have a good one.
Chris Markowski, that's our buddy, the Watchdog on Wall Street, up there in New York. And I'll be right back with Roland Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Don't go nowhere. He's coming on, and we're coming back.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.